Right, Mick McGrath, the chairperson of Donegal GAA. Good morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Greg.
It seems that, you know, sport, and we have so many different grounds, wide open spaces, sport, and particularly for the point of this conversation, GAA, has been lumped in with concerts, it's been lumped in with all other outdoor events. How big of a disappointment is it that the new guidelines of 200 are in play now for the foreseeable?
Well, Greg, we are annoyed. We are disappointed. We don't think that there's been a correct risk assessment studied on this. All our grounds in Donegal, and we've got 40 of them, have perimeter fencing, have got enclosed fencing around our playing areas, which measure approximately 450 metres. We've done our own assessment on it. We were quite willing to work with the 500 admission. There's very few grounds that would be getting more than 500 people into the grounds, but to insist on us implementing a 200 admission has been very disappointing, and we think it's a knee-jerk reaction to party goers and house party spread and increase of figures in the last couple of weeks, which we're very much aware of, and which we as an organisation have worked digitally since the beginning of this to assist the prevention of the COVID spread. And I think everybody's much aware of that. And we're not on to back. I didn't come on the airwaves this morning to slap our own backs, but we're very, very annoyed that this has happened. And it's only right that we should, I suppose, let people know that annoyance is there.
I mean, you know, if you had, say, for instance, an outdoor wedding of 500 people, they're going to be accumulated in one space. If you have a concert, 500 people are likely to be accumulated in front of a stage. At a football match, you have a perimeter which will spread everybody out. It would be very easily in most, if not all, of our parks to very comfortably spread that amount of people out. And the only issue then would be getting them in and out, which is not something that could not be, that could easily be, it is something that could be easily overcome.
Well, I agree with that. And I would further say that we would, by the admission being controlled at the gates, we're in total control of what would go into our grounds, and if it governed at 500, we would govern at 500. I mean, if we were to get a hot spell of weather next week in the Donegal area, our beaches are going to be very much crammed with the amount of holidaymakers that would pour in, and we would not be able to marshal it, we wouldn't be able to steward it, and certainly not be in control. But as an organisation, we're saying quite clearly that we are in control of what goes into our grounds, and that's not been treated fairly. And so for an organisation that has worked very, very hard in conjunction with all the regulations that we've been asked for, as frustrating as they have been, as much as health awareness that they've been, we have worked with them, and on this occasion we feel that we haven't been it hasn't been assessed correctly. As I said, there's been a reaction to it that has gone down like a lead balloon. And we are aware that there are house parties going on around the country outside of pubs who are not opened, and that they're not under control. The Gardaí can't be asked to implement every house party and control every house party. It's the public that have to work with the rules and regulations that are out there to prevent this.
Not to mention what's happening within the lines. Effectively, it's a full contact sport involving 30 people at any one time. Some of those players could be playing multiple games in the week and having physical contact with many other players. And you know, these are people of our community, they are us, and we do have to do that. But if we are able to do that, I can't see the leap then in having 500 people well spread around a pitch.
Well, there's another important aspect of it, and I'm currently on a couple of different COVID related forums, and we have been asked to assist in the health and well-being of our communities. And part of the mental attitude in being cooked up in your own house is to get people out and about walking, is to get exercise around your grounds. We've opened up our walkways. We've assisted people in all the regulations that we've been asked to. Getting people out to watch a football match is certainly, appetizing towards helping people health-wise and helping them mentally just to get them out of the house. So we're talking about people from young to old. There's no alcohol on sale in our grounds. There's no smoking allowed. We're a healthy organisation. And we're asking the people that have made this decision to review it, to revisit it, and hopefully change it within the next week, because it is not assisting us to come around from the whole COVID lockdown that we've suffered over the last 4 to 5 months.
Is there another problem here, though, Mick? And it's almost that the same problem we're seeing with pubs, that, you know, rules to stop issues in urban areas are being implemented in rural areas where the issues wouldn't persist. You know, in that 500 would be a good crowd for a club game in Donegal, but you could have many times that, potentially, theoretically, with the right match, in Dublin, you know. And what they're saying is, well, how can we allocate, how can we sort that out? And it's much more complicated. And in other words, it's simpler just to reduce the number right across the board. Do you get where I'm coming from? I know it's a clumsy point I'm making, but...
Yeah, well, we totally agreed, as disappointed as we were, we totally agreed in the lockdown to prevent which was a shocking blow to our country and indeed to the world. And we're very much aware of the consequences of the COVID. And to have a complete lockdown and to work with people into a slow reintroduction, we're quite willing to do that. We have no difficulty in the 200 to start off with. We had no difficulty in it being implemented to 500 starting on Monday. And that's what we were aiming towards. We think there's been a knee-jerk reaction to the figure change on the contacts, and the contact is not coming from sporting organisations that are under control. We're under control. If the government say that there's 500 is the max you can get in, inclusive of your players, to a ground, we will work with that. We have no difficulty in working with that. And to work from 200 to 500 is not that much of an increase when you're 450 metres right around the perimeter of your playing pitch. So, I mean, that's fenced in. And even if you had somebody 1 metre apart to 400, that's 1 metre apart, and that's outdoors. So, and it's not in conjunction with what they're asking people to do inside. Mm. If you go into a restaurant that can hold 50 people in a small restaurant, 50 people are very close to one another, even at 2 metres. Indoors, but outdoors, it's a lot easier to control.
That's a lot of sense. Yeah, you make a lot of sense, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. What's the crack with the matches at the weekend?
Well, we also tried to take it in the conjunction that we didn't want people travelling from south of the county to north of the county. So the Competitions Controls Committee decided to have regional leagues. These are not under relegation or promotion, so they're not okay. You've got local villages playing one another, local clubs meeting one another, and people are just keen to get out and get out of the house. We've been told now that we can't go to the 500 on Monday, which we were a round of games the following week. We certainly accept that we have to go with it this weekend. You just said it's been put in place, but we're looking for the review to come in before next weekend.
And is that as a nationwide association, Mick?
We were definitely encouraged nationally not to go on, especially the larger counties. I mean, if you were travelling from Bundoran to Mallon, you're talking about 85 miles, 90 miles. So we weren't going to ask players to do that, because that was probably asking people to move too far apart, and we were trying to control the COVID by not moving outside of our own areas. So we were working in conjunction with the advice and the regulations that were being...
What I'm trying to get at, in terms of maybe relaxing the 200 limit to 500, is the association as a whole, you know, is the GA headquarters behind your calls, or is this a solo run, so to speak, from Donegal and maybe other counties?
No, let me explain that. The COVID committee, the National COVID Committee in Dublin would be talking to the GA headquarters in Dublin and indeed all sporting organisations. And they would pass on to us what their wishes were and what they're advising us to do. So we've asked for localised leagues to take place. For example, Ballyshannon are playing Bundoran tonight, and Guidoor are playing Clohanealy, which is in Kilcara, and you know, those types of local areas. So we're not asking people to move outside of a local area, and we're working in conjunction with those guidelines, and I would compliment everybody that's trying to work with them. But to ask us to control, to put 200 people in, by the way, that's inclusive of the playing
and coaching playing staff members. And
you're talking about
umpires and everything,
people.
Yeah.
150 people being allowed into a local game, you might as well have it behind closed doors. Because
this weekend, is anyone allowed into the games this weekend?
Up to about 150 spectators allowed into the game. 200 inclusive of the playing players, the stewards, the managers, the referees. When you add them all up, you're talking about 150 spectators. That's the guidelines that are there at the moment. That's what we've been instructed to do, which has led to frustrations, and I'm obviously expressing that disappointment this morning.
All right, OK, and well done. Mick McGrath, Donegal GAA chairperson, joining us there.